USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A scorching heat wave is set to impact the southeast this weekend.
The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible from Texas to Florida over the Juneteenth holiday. They warn the feels-like temperature, factoring in humidity, could reach 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. I'm Dave Collins.
Cleanup is underway in Perryton, Texas, after a devastating tornado killed three people Thursday. The Texas Panhandle town of about 8,000 has seen extensive damage. 114 people were injured. Bad weather causing thousands of flight delays during the holiday weekend. So far on Friday, FlightAware reported over 7,500 flight delays and over 1,300 cancellations across the country. Part of the United States will see Canadian wildfire smoke make a comeback this weekend. New York predicted to have some haze, and while there won't be orange smog again, there may be a smoky smell. Some of the upper Midwest is already experiencing a drop in air quality. President Biden had an odd ending to his speech Friday on gun safety.
All right, God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, claiming it's an example of Americans' concern over his age. The Justice Department is filing for a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents. The order will be reviewed by a judge and would allow Trump to only review the 31 documents only while with his attorneys. Union UPS drivers have authorized a nationwide strike. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters and UPS officials say it could start by August 1st unless a deal is reached. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The attorney who withdrew from representing former President Trump in his classified documents case is now also requesting to leave Trump's defamation suit against CNN. In court filings, Jim Trusty said he and Trump had irreconcilable differences. Trump seeking $475 million in damages from CNN. The family of a black man killed by police in Ohio is filing a lawsuit against the city of Akron and its police department.
The family of Jaylen Walker has now filed a lawsuit. Walker's sister Jada is seeking at least $45 million in the suit. Back in April, a grand jury declined to file charges against any of the eight officers who were involved. They say that Walker fired a shot during a car chase last summer, and when that chase became a foot pursuit, that's when Walker allegedly made a gesture as though he was going to fire a weapon again, and he was shot by officers. I'm Rick Uccino.
New videos show interactions between Conor McGregor and the woman accusing him of rape at the NBA Finals. The woman claims McGregor forced her into a bathroom at the arena and raped her while his security refused to let her leave. One newly surfaced video shows the UFC star leading her by the hand into an arena bathroom. There are security guards inside the restroom, and more guards assemble outside the door after they go inside. Police are continuing to investigate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.